Hello there, good afternoon. Tim Yeo is joining us this afternoon here on Proactive London from Powerhouse Energy Group. So a warm welcome back. We're going to go through all of the latest news in regards to your company and talk about your global expansion a little bit later on. But first of all, let's talk about the news of the day, because you've agreed to enter into a loan agreement to provide up to £3.8 million. So why choose this, Tim? Why not raise? Explain it to us and the rationale, if you would.
Okay, well, first of all, delightful to talk to you again and give an update on what we're doing at Powerhouse. Obviously, we thought very carefully about what's the best way to put money in to make sure this special project vehicle has the cash to build our first commercial scale plant as quickly as possible. We decided that as we'd done a successful fundraise in January this year, it was a good use of our cash to lend some of it to the SPV so it can get going. We don't want to dilute our existing shareholders unnecessarily. Our whole business model, as you know, is to minimize the need for shareholders to keep stumping up cash. When we have proven the concept of this technology, we don't intend to be owners or operators of lots of plants. We're going to license other people to operate the plants, and thus they will actually provide the cash to expand the business. So that will enable us in due course to roll the technology out very quickly, not just in the UK, but abroad as well, without having to go back to shareholders every few months to get more capital. So I think that on this occasion, we felt that the right way to fund this next stage was to use a bit of the cash, not by any means all of it, but a bit of the cash that we've already got to get it going.
Okay, well, maybe talk us through more about what the loan will be used for and what work has already been done in terms of the procurement and design.
Okay, well, about three quarters of this loan is for the purchase of hardware. That's actual pieces of kit which will go into the plant itself. I mean, for example, there are going to be four generators in the plant. We'll be able to buy the ingot for the thermal conversion chamber. We'll buy the gas cleanup equipment. And as well as that, there'll also be some immediate spending on some civil engineering works at the Protos site. We're going to modify the site a bit so it'll be possible for the hydrogen that's produced there to be pressurized and compressed into containers or tankers, which can then transport it off the site, perhaps to a bus depot, where it can then be used to fuel hydrogen bus fleets. What we want is for this site to be a showcase of how our technology can be used. And so we want to help bring forward the commercialization of the whole site as a fully functioning hydrogen site in a way that then might encourage people in other parts of the world to follow.
Mm-hmm. And how's it all going?
Well, we're pleased with how it's going. And in particular, of course, the loan means that we will now start actually placing orders for the items on which there are long lead times. So the procurement of those kind of items starts right now. Alongside that, our engineering team is also working with suppliers, with contractors, with vendors, to make sure that the design of everything that they supply to us, everything that we use on the site, will not only deliver the best possible value for money from our point of view, obviously that's important for our finances and for the profitability of the actual technology, but also minimizes any risks which may occur. This is a first of a kind project. There are bound to be some unforeseen things that we discover as we go along there, but we're trying to de-risk that as far as we can.
Is it fair to say that your sole focus at the moment is on this UK plant and delivering it to schedule?
Well, it's certainly our top priority. It isn't quite our sole focus, and we'll come back to that in a moment. But in terms of the importance of this plant, this first commercial scale plant, can't be overestimated. I mean, it really is critical to our future. And, you know, we like to think of our technology as one which addresses three of the world's greatest environmental challenges right now. I mean, firstly, there's this hideous mountain of plastic waste, much of which is polluting our oceans, much of it's also polluting our land. It's getting into the earth. And that has very harmful, sometimes fatal consequences for many species. Secondly, there's the equally hideous problem of bad air quality, which in towns and cities right across the world is shortening the lives of people of all ages. Life expectancy for children can be 10 or 15 years shorter because of the bad air quality in the neighborhood where they're growing up. And then thirdly, of course, climate change, which means we've got to move faster towards replacing fossil fuels with low carbon forms of energy. And hydrogen is a very important part of that process. And we will soon, I hope, publish an analysis which shows that using our technology, Powerhouse's technology, will help the countries that adopt it to bring forward the date on which they reach net zero emissions. So for all those reasons, getting Protos up and running is absolutely critical to our future, and we'd like to think to the world's future as well. We know that when we've done that, when we're ready to roll out across the world, to go truly global, that at that point, we believe that the world will be a Powerhouse's oyster.
Right, well, let's move on and talk about your further expansion into Europe and how that's going out, because you had an agreement recently for a rollout in Poland.
That's right. That was the other one of this week's great announcements. We've been working in Poland with our partners there, Hydrogen Utopia International, since last November when we signed heads of terms. And they've been moving along very well. They've identified a city, Konin, which is not far from Warsaw, where the mayor's told us he's already got 10 sites ready for our plants when they're ready to be built there. So that's encouraging. But Poland was really interesting to us because the European Union is very keen to reduce the dependency of EU countries on coal. And Poland has got quite an urgent challenge in that respect. It's also true that the support that the EU will provide for its member states extends to other countries like Greece and Hungary, which are the two we're now also going to sign heads of terms very shortly with HUI, so that they can work with us to deploy our technology into those countries as well. So there's a vision for Europe. It's not confined to those countries, there are other parts of Europe as well, but there's also a wider vision. It goes way beyond Europe. We've already got interest from companies, prospective partners in Asia, in Australia and elsewhere. And we know this problem, the twin problems really the triple problems of plastic waste, of bad air quality, of the need to replace fossil fuels, can be addressed by our technology. And our vision is of a world where we have, where the sun will never set on a Powerhouse energy technology plant.
Tim Yeo, thank you very much indeed for your time this afternoon from Powerhouse Energy Group here on Proactive London.
You're welcome.